We're doing Jewish history. We're up to the year 3319. Nebuchadnezzar takes the uncle, Matanya, changes his name to Tzidkiyahu, sends him back to Jerusalem to be, he will ultimately be the final king of Jerusalem. And he's going to be king for 11 years. His nephew, Yoyachin, is left in prison in Babylon. And he, in the ninth year of his reign, Nebuchadnezzar comes with his army, and in the 11th year, Nebuchadnezzar finally retakes the temple, and at that point he is tired of all the rebellion. He exiles whoever he can find in Israel, and we have the destruction of the first temple. It's been 137 years since Shomron, Samaria, the northern 10 tribes were exiled. So the destruction of the first temple is on the 9th of Av, and it will be Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, 3 months later, that Tzidkiyahu will be blinded. Nebuchadnezzar was very upset at him, because Nebuchadnezzar had made him promise he would never tell anyone that he caught Nebuchadnezzar eating a live rabbit. And he did tell. And then Nebuchadnezzar captured him and he said, "You promised me you wouldn't rebel against me. You promised me you wouldn't tell. And you rebelled against me." Nebuchadnezzar slaughters Tzidkiyahu's children before his eyes. He rapes Tzidkiyahu and then blinds him. So the last sight that Tzidkiyahu sees is his own children slaughtered before his eyes. And then he is led out in shackles and naked out to Babylon. Chazal say that Tzidkiyahu had always wondered how Yirmiyahu's prophecy could be true. Yirmiyahu told him, "You will go out to Babylon. You won't see Babylon." So Tzidkiyahu always thought, "What a ridiculous prophecy. You'll go and you won't see." And he said, "Now I see that Yirmiyahu knew exactly what he was saying. Here I am being led to Babylon, but I will not see Babylon." And at this point, we have the exile of the kings. What's interesting here is that he writes that first everyone was exiled, and only 17 years later did Nebuzaradan return to burn down the temple. And he killed 910,000 people in Jerusalem, and he exiled 432,000 that were left in Yerushalayim. What was left when he was done with his mass slaughter and exile were 6,000 Jews, among whom was the pious Jew Gedaliah ben Achikam. And Gedaliah ben Achikam was appointed governor, and Yishmael came and murdered him. And this is where we will pause in this history book and shift to this history book, which is all about stories of the destruction of the temple, so we can see a little bit more insight as to what really happened with the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. So we're pausing now. Before we advance through the destruction, we're going to go over to this other book, Midrash Korot Ameinu, the Amikdashim.